T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, a lot of people are sick, it seems. I don't think it's something that you necessarily have to worry about, but hepatitis A has seen a surge in Virginia. Marshall Vogt is a preventable disease epidemiologist with the Virginia Department of Health. He joins us this morning to give us the details. Marshall, how bad is this outbreak of hepatitis A? And I just did a Google.
Sure. Yeah, good morning. So the situation in Virginia is not as bad as it has been in surrounding states, but it certainly has the potential to get bad. And so that's why we wanted to get out ahead of the situation and encourage people to get vaccinated and be aware of what's going on.
Well, Marshall, why do you think there's a surge going on right now? 132% seems like a lot.
Right. So there has been an increase, and that 132% is basically reflects an increase of the number of cases that we would expect to see at this time of the year already when we compare it to a baseline. And I think that surge is happening primarily in people that are members of high-risk groups, such as those that use injection and non-injection drugs, people who might be experiencing homelessness or recent incarceration, and then also men who have sex with men or the MSM community are also at a higher risk.
Okay, so how is it? Is it a casual contact transmission? And just how dangerous is it if you catch it?
So hepatitis A can spread from person to person through what we call the fecal-oral route. Basically, if somebody uses the restroom and is not very good at washing their hands, it's possible to transmit that to other individuals. And that's most often through close contact, including sexual contact. But we have also seen some exposure happening as people are sharing, for instance, injection drug equipment as well.
All right, John, go ahead and take over if you will.
Well, so what happens next? Statewide, are there guidelines? Is there action being taken to try to, cut this back before we get further into this year with these numbers increasing even more?
So since January 1st of this year, the Virginia Department of Health has been working with all of its local health districts and community partners to try to increase our vaccination rates. As I said before, we really wanted to get out ahead of this situation and prevent it from becoming as bad as it has been in other states. What we're doing now is working to increase our vaccination rates even more by we sent a letter to clinicians yesterday and really tried to raise awareness of this situation statewide and encourage people as well through our outreach efforts to know their vaccination status and to get vaccinated if they're not already vaccinated for hepatitis A.
Yeah. You know, the vaccination issue is one that has been raging for a while, and it seems like it has come to a head with the news lately about measles making a resurgence in the United States. Can you talk about that? That's been in the headlines with a lot of politicians saying that they're going to segregate out anyone who is not vaccinated against the measles.
Right. Well, I think the current measles situation in the United States really shows that people who are averse to vaccinations and who choose not to get vaccinated really make an impact to the rest of the public because they allow these diseases to get hold and start spreading through populations. And, we know that vaccines are safe and effective, and they're the best way to prevent these sort of outbreaks from happening. And so just like the hepatitis A situation where we would want people to make sure they're vaccinated against that, we'd encourage them to check their vaccination record and make sure that they're vaccinated against other illnesses as well, such as measles. These vaccines, as I said, are safe and effective. They're going to keep you healthy. They're going to keep you from having to miss work. And they're going to keep you from potentially spreading this illness to others who may have a really bad run with the illness, complications, or even die from the illness. So you're protecting yourself, but you're protecting others too.
Yeah, I feel like the measles story has pretty much been generated in New York with politicians there becoming concerned. Have we seen a measles uptick in Virginia?
Thankfully, we have not seen any cases of measles in Virginia as of today, but we are ready. We have been working, again, with our local health departments and the clinical community to try to raise awareness, to facilitate testing and evaluation of cases that might look like they're measles, to make sure that they're not measles. And we've got a great cadre of public health workers across the state who work with our medical community to make sure that if we do have a case of measles, it's identified and that contacts to that case are assessed as quickly as possible to make sure they get vaccine or have been vaccinated so that the case isn't able to spread even further in Virginia.
Well, Marshall Vogt, who's an epidemiologist with the Virginia Department of Health, your confidence in your conversation this morning gives me a little hope that we've got this at least competent people trying to bring it under control. So I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.